really love installing, upgrading, and fixing security agents in my cloud estate. Why do I say that? Because I sell things for a company that deploys an agent. There's no other reason. Because let's face it, agents can be a real headache. Well, Orca Security now gives you a single tool to detect basically every risk in your cloud environment that's as easy to install and maintain as a smartphone app. It is agentless, or my intro would have gotten me in trouble here, but it can still see deep into your AWS workloads while guaranteeing 100% coverage. With Orca Security, there are no overlooked assets, no DevOps headaches, and believe me, you will hear from those people if you cause them headaches, and no performance hits on live environment. Connect your first cloud account in minutes and see for yourself at orca.security. That's orca as in whale, dot security as in that thing your company claims to care about but doesn't until right after it really should have. The biggest mistakes we ever find in software are written by the worst developer imaginable, the past version of yourself. If I'd known then what I know now, I'd have built that thing completely differently, is a common refrain, and not just for individual coders. So it goes for cloud providers who are forced to live with the consequences of their past development decisions as well. Hindsight makes it easy to draw conclusions based on data and behaviors that weren't apparent at the time that they built them. Customer uptake might not have been what they wanted it to be, or the ways customers used things didn't align with their expectations. The question for cloud providers then becomes, what do we do with the products we already built? There are two obvious paths, one blazed by Google Cloud, and the other by AWS. Let's start with the Google Cloud approach. As captured in Steve Yeagy's infamous rant, Google has an internal deprecation strategy that can be abstracted away from most developers by a rigorous automation that doesn't exist externally. The killed by Google meme wouldn't get nearly the traction that it does if it weren't painfully accurate. Google recently attempted to address this with the announcement of enterprise APIs that offer a firmer basis for deprecation timelines. There are two problems here that I can see. The first is that not everything under the Google Cloud umbrella of services is included. That means that customers who care about not having the rug yanked out from under them need to reference a list religiously to make sure that they're not one exciting email away from having to rebuild something important. The second is that Googlers seem to somehow be expecting praise from the general internet for doing something they should have been doing all along. You don't get points for stopping bad behavior, you simply stop digging the hole deeper. While enterprise APIs are a welcome change, to be sure, Google shouldn't have had to get anywhere close to this point before they became necessary. Despite what Google wishes were true, every single Google Cloud customer that I've ever spoken to has brought up the Google graveyard when we talk about their choice of cloud providers. Effectively, no one who isn't a current or past Googler finds fault with the accusation of unplanned product retirements whenever it's raised. Then we have the AWS approach. Meanwhile, AWS has the same contractual terms around deprecations as Google Cloud does, except that nobody ever really cares about their specifics. Over 15 years of history have demonstrated that things generally don't get deprecated. The narrative that AWS doesn't deprecate things isn't strictly true, but it's close enough to accurate that you could be forgiven for assuming that it was. For example, AWS recently deprecated EC2 Classic, which demonstrates a couple things. First, AWS confuses the heck out of customers when it does deprecate. With EC2 Classic, they're deprecating a networking mode for EC2 that you've had to explicitly request for your account since the end of 2013. However, the narrative in a few places is more akin to what you'd expect if they were deprecating all of EC2, which would be fantastically foolish of them. Second, AWS really, really doesn't like to retire programs. It's so averse to actual deprecation that the current strategy is more or less to force a reboot of all EC2 Classic instances, and when those instances come back up, there'll be an especially created default VPC that interacts the same way as EC2 Classic did through the same APIs. And note, this isn't actually happening for some time yet. This episode is sponsored in part by Cribble Logstream. Cribble Logstream is an observability pipeline that lets you collect, reduce, transform, and route machine data from anywhere to anywhere. Simple, right? As a nice bonus, it helps you not only improve visibility into what the hell's going on, but also helps you save money almost by accident. Kind of like not putting a whole bunch of vowels and other letters that would be easier to spell into a company name. To learn more, visit cribble.io. That's CRIBL.io, and tell them Corey sent you and wait for the wince. The benefit to AWS's overall approach is that something you were doing in 2008 will still work the same way today via the same API calls. The drawback to AWS's approach is that something you were doing in 2008 will still work the same way today via the same API calls. While this does lead to cruft and is antithetical to proper engineering, it's hard to deny that it aligns rather well with the approach that most companies take to their environments. There is a better way to approach cloud changes. The Google Cloud approach leads to a constant feeling of being on a treadmill. You're subject to having your plan disrupted as you suddenly need to shift people around to reimplement something before the platform it's built on stops working. The AWS approach clearly builds a solid base of customer trust, but it also leads to vast service sprawl. New customers find themselves lost. Longtime customers don't feel the need to keep up, as everything they build will continue working until the earth crashes into the sun. At this point, I'm not really sure which path is better. The challenge for cloud providers is to find a third path that avoids both Google Cloud's and AWS's pitfalls. Both existing options force customers to rigorously check the dates on various blog posts to ensure they're not aligning with an obsolete best practice. If you're a business that's not serving your customers well, what are you doing?
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.